This is Conor Lennon from UN News. 2020 marks the beginning of the UN's Decade of Action, a final push to hit the goals of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and also the 75th anniversary of the organisation. When I interviewed Amina Mohammed, the Deputy Secretary General, about the Decade of Action, she outlined the many reasons to be positive about the impact the agenda is having on people's lives and the momentum that is growing around the world. Ms. Mohammed accepted, however, that progress towards reaching the Sustainable Development Goals has not been as fast as hoped.
I think that when we were designing the SDGs and we gaveled the ambition of them in September 2015, we thought we would hit the ground running and start implementing. So I think expectations have not been met. But I think what we have done is that we've engaged the world, and we know that these goals are very much owned by everyone. So we see a lot of activity socializing the goals and what they mean. And now the lift is to how we can implement them. So in terms of engagement, absolutely. We haven't met the expectations of implementation. This is almost 5 years in.
And this year we had the SDG Summit, the first ever SDG Summit. Lots of initiatives came out of that, and you officially launched the Decade of Action. But how would you characterize the mood from the stakeholders that you spoke to?
I think they're all very excited about us finding ways to re-engage and reimagine how we can get this ambition done in people's lives. So I really did see that, you know, we were providing an opportunity, 10 years, and let's get the work done. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's really accelerate and get to scale the actions that we need to take, whether they are investments or the numbers of people that will get into school, the skills that will be acquired. Girls, for instance, coding, as you bring technology into people's lives, number of women in boards so that parity becomes a reality. Having to find the hook in each goal and say, let's go after that, and each year follow up, what are we doing in each constituency and in each country and region to make that very real?
And can you think of any specific examples? You mentioned girls coding, for example, but some more examples on the ground where this is going to make a substantial difference to people's real lives?
I think if we follow the money to ensure that governments are putting investments in health services, and so you see how many people are literally getting access clinic by clinic, village by village, how many community healthcare workers have been increased to get people's medicines to them, to ensure that they are taking care of the prenatal care for a woman so she gets to hospital in time to deliver safely. Or as I said, with girls coding, put a number on it. How many millions do we want? Automatically improves an education system and opens up the possibilities of connecting technology with education, girls and boys alike. I think there are opportunities for the full value chain in agriculture, for instance, that you bring younger people into it, because technology, the way you would use drones, not back-breaking to sow a field, but you've got these young, what do they call them now, agro-techies, who are now engaged. I think that that's something that we would follow to see, are we opening up those opportunities for entrepreneurship? Are we putting investments behind that? Start putting numbers of them in countries. Jobs come into the market. Are they being taken up? For every investment that we make in infrastructure, transitions, for instance, on power, moving for fossil fuels to sustainable energy, what does that mean in terms of jobs for young people, not just access to power? Does it create the environment for a better chance at succeeding with entrepreneurship because you have power, not just access in your home? So I think you can pick something up in every goal, from hunger all the way through to the partnerships.
In your role, you travel frequently, you get to have a bigger picture of what's happening around the world. What are some of the most inspiring things that you've seen recently?
Some of the most inspiring, when I landed in Eritrea, a place where people didn't see very much hope after decades of the conflict that has happened there, this new rapprochement, and going out into the countryside to see a woman and her son and family who were involved in dairy farming and had started this 10 years ago, and suddenly coming to fruition because the borders opened, were business opportunities in Sudan and in the UAE. It was quite incredible. Cheese that I went to see was being produced there, bringing it back here, and everybody in this office saying, this is second to none. This is amazing. Now, coming out of such a harsh environment where everybody thinks things could not possibly work, that for me was hope. That I saw as an incredible moment. On the other side of it, the SDGs talk about justice. They talk about peace in Goal 16. So being in Afghanistan and seeing young women who are participating in negotiations to bring peace to their country and really understanding all aspects of the peace agenda was very inspiring, because we don't need to bring anything to them except open up the space and encourage the international community to make sure women are at the table. Other opportunities, how girls, again, I will still talk about girls bringing solutions into education. And in one particular case, Wawira, a young person from Kenya, who was bringing in food in a different way to children to ensure that they got nutrition, and that there was a partnership in paying for that, both with government, with the private sector, and with the families, and really just seeing hundreds of children who would never have had a nutritious meal have one in a really cool way. It wasn't presented as charity, but very much as part of the education that was given.
Now, there is one elephant in the room, climate change, climate action. We can't avoid that. It's just one of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, but it's one that obviously cuts across many, if not all of them. Do you think that we could be moving to a situation towards a more positive, active role that the UN can play and that we can see around the world?
I think out of every disappointment, there is a silver lining in the cloud the next day. And the silver lining we see is that we can fall back on the climate summit and the commitments made by communities, by business, by mayors, by local governments. And we must pick that up and take that forward with a lot of acceleration and ambition. To try to get to each and every country, particularly the top emitters, but also not to forget smaller, more vulnerable countries where we have to deal with investments in adaptation. Because while we're trying to convince the big emitters to do the right thing and be on the right side of history, we have got people who are living climate change, and we need to do something about trying to fix the adaptation investment gap, which is huge. So I think there's a very exciting journey to COP26 in Glasgow. That will be the next milestone that we look to hit. And I think that we've got the world mobilized, and I think it's pretty unstoppable. So while governments are trying to course correct, I think we are mobilizing and convening and inspiring the world to keep going and not to give up and to keep pushing on.
The Decade of Action begins as of 2020. Can you just walk me through a couple of big tentpole moments that are really going to put this on the map?
I think putting it on the map is when the Secretary General will have his speech that he has to member states and the rest of the world on how he intends to do that. There will be a couple of moments when we will have big events that are either the Nature-Based Solutions Summit or the Biodiversity one, the transportation, big moments when we are reinvesting and recommitting to some of the SDGs in one way or another. But there'll also be the UN at 75, and that happens in September. That's a reflection moment on what the world expects from us and needs from us as the United Nations. That's going to be a time when the moment for the SDGs will, I hope, be the wind under the wings of UN at 75.